Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday evening. The Orlando Magic back home after a three-game road trip that saw them go 1-2. Last night, they fall to the Philadelphia 76ers, 114-106, 8-point loss, but it was much, much closer than that. We'll break that all down for you. J.J. Redick and Tobias Harris, a couple of former Magic players, tormenting their former team. 26 for JJ, 21 for Tobias Harris. Add a little salt to the wounds. And Evan Fournier goes for 25, and Aaron Gordon with 24. So we'll break that down for you. This big seven-game stretch that lies ahead for your Orlando Magic. We'll update the playoff picture. Lots to get to. And we will do all of that with Josh Robbins, our good friend from The Athletic, kind enough to take time to join us. Josh Robbins, how the heck are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Thank you.
Okay, well, let everybody know, Josh. So a three-game road trip. You come back from that. Thankfully, we've got a couple of days off. But you come back. What does a three-day road, does it take a toll on you? Does it do a job on you? The travel, the bouncing around this late in the season? How you holding up?
Well, you tell me how I'm holding up. You see me almost every day.
You seem to be doing very well. Some days we're all a little more spry than others, but you seem to be doing well.
Well, you know, I made the mistake of flying up the day of the game when the Magic played the Pacers in Indianapolis, which meant I left my home in Orlando at 4 a.m. to catch a 6 a.m. flight, and then I left the next day to go to Cleveland because it's tough to get to Cleveland. I left the hotel there 4:15 a.m. So, yes, it does take a toll. And no one should feel sorry for me because I have a wonderful job. But you asked, so I answered. And God bless you for asking. Thank you for caring.
Yeah, just got to keep tabs on you. I know it took a toll on Roy. Roy Perry from the Orlando Sentinel does a terrific job, too. He's not used to traveling. And I saw him in Cleveland. And he was a little... He was a little sluggish, and you know that feeling. You certainly know that feeling. But here we go, 16 games to go, Josh Robbins, and just kind of break it down, what happened last night. I look at this. This is certainly was a winnable game for the Orlando Magic. They've played terrific against some of the iron of the NBA. They've struggled against the three worst teams in the Eastern Conference, so go figure. Last night, you got 5 minutes left. The Magic are down by two. And they come up with four straight empty possessions in the next 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Then a couple of turnovers sandwiched around some Jimmy Butler buckets. What did you see there in the final 5 minutes?
Well, you pinpoint the exact critical point of the game, down 101-99 with exactly 5 minutes left. They had ample opportunities to tie or go ahead. Vucevic missed a three-pointer. Gordon missed a close-range shot that, if I remember correctly, was not exactly easy, but he could have made. Fournier missed a three. Vucevic missed a turnaround hook. Fournier missed a driving floater attempt. So those are five opportunities there. And Steve Clifford mentioned it after the game, that if you're going to win on the road, you got to hit your shots. It's the most basic principle in all of basketball, but they had five really good opportunities there, and they just had to sink those shots, and they did not.
Well, and you know what? And you could sense the frustration from Coach Clifford, who knows how hard it is to win in this league, knows how hard it is to get open looks, Josh, and to get all of those looks were makeable baskets. They were wide open, and for a team that's trying to make it to the postseason the first time in 7 years, they sit right now half game out of eighth behind Charlotte and Miami. Those are shots you got to knock down. It's not good enough anymore at this point to say, hey, we played Philadelphia well. Yeah, that was a game they could have and probably should have pulled out.
And, well, certainly needed to pull out because they are right there in the middle of this playoff chase. Yes, I think Steve Clifford was frustrated with the misses, but I think he was even more frustrated with some of the errors – defensively, because
right.
it's one thing to make a physical mistake. It's another thing to make a mistake in terms of not exactly following the scheme or losing a defender. For example, Mike Scott had a three that was ridiculously wide open.
Right.
Reddick, of all people, you know, the one guy on that team you absolutely positively have to track as well as you possibly can, had an unbelievably wide open three from, I think, the right corner late in the game.
Well, can I stop you there? That's been now three games where we've lost track multiple times of J.J. Redick. If there's one thing that comes to mind when you just hear that name, J.J. Redick, it's don't leave him. This guy can shoot. How has he gotten so open in three games against this club?
I don't know. Certainly, following him around the court is not easy. If it were
sure.
easy, he wouldn't score like he does. So
right.
I will say this, though. The Sixers are loaded with firepower. It's not like he's the only guy on the court you have to account for. So
sure.
He's not doing it in a vacuum. At the same point, if the Magic are going to get to the playoffs, once they get to those playoffs, they're going to face top-level teams, especially when they – if they were to finish eighth or seventh. The Milwaukee Bucks have got a bunch of three-point shooters now. It's easy to lose them, too. And if they get to the playoffs, they will face similar challenges. So Redick was much too wide open too often last night, and I would suspect that's what Steve Clifford is more frustrated with than missed shots, although the missed shots are galling as well.
Speaking with Josh Robbins, does a terrific job covering the Orlando Magic. You can follow all of his stuff on The Athletic, athletic.com. And Josh, we're not used to this, but Nick Vucevic had an off night. The 5 of 15 from the floor. He's been an all-star. Any way you look at the numbers, home, road, good teams, bad teams, great defenders, poor defenders, he's been right at 21-12, really, the entire season, no matter how you cut it. And you thought going into last night, without Joel Embiid, without Boban Marjanovic, that it's going to be tough for Amir Johnson to defend Nikola Vucevic, but he did that. In fact, he outscored him 13-12. Vuce struggled, 5 of 15. He's been an all-star. The only reason the Magic are in a chance to make the postseason is because of the play of Vuce. So he was certainly due a night like that. But what did you see from Vuce last night?
What I saw was that often he didn't get deep post position for his catches.
Right.
And so when he did get the ball, he was far enough away from the basket that it wouldn't have been an automatic make, for example, his hook shot. And when he did try and back down opponents last night, whether it was, I'm thinking presumably, Amir Johnson and perhaps even Mike Scott on occasion, he couldn't quite get there. You know, there have been a couple occasions this year where people with lower centers of gravity have been able to kind of stand Vucevic up on the borders of the low post, kind of preventing him from backing them down. It's almost as if Vuc has a little bit easier time against taller, bigger guys. So,
yeah, right.
And you could sense he was frustrated with his performance, too. You know, 5 for 15 last night. He did get 12 rebounds. He did have 2 assists, but he also had a couple of turnovers. That was one of his worst games of the season. And I know he's upset by it. And he would probably be the first person to tell you that they need more from him.
They do.
That's simple. I'm not giving you anything original, an original thought, but. Yeah, he's their best player, and on a night, especially when Terrence Ross was not playing, he's got to produce even more.
I think that's where he's kicking himself, and you know what? But he's been so good, and there's so many. You know, you look at the game in Cleveland; he's 13 of 16. He should have shot the ball 25 times. So I think sometimes guys don't find him enough. And last night they went to him. He gets 15 shots, but everybody else had it rolling so well in the first half that he didn't get as many touches as he probably should have. But anyway, the Magic fall last night, 114 now to 106. So now, Josh, I ask you, how important is this next stretch? You look at it, I don't think there's any easy games, right? So Coach Cliff makes the point that it's less difficult, we'll say. So the Orlando Magic, as of now, according to remaining win percentage, have the third, quote-unquote, easiest schedule, right? The least difficult schedule. Brooklyn Nets have the third hardest. The Charlotte Hornets have the ninth hardest. And the Miami Heat have the 10th hardest. These are the teams that they're chasing directly. So this seven-game stretch, all seven of these opponents are under 500. What needs to happen, in your opinion, for them to gain some separation? How does this next seven games need to play out?
Well, I will tell you this. On Friday night, one of those under 500 teams, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Mavericks just crushed the Magic in Dallas right before the Mexico City trip, which made the Mexico City trip even more urgent and why those two wins there were so critical. What needs to happen? Well, I'll tell you, they need to have some of the ingredients that helped them get their big push, their eight wins out of 11 games heading into the break. They need Fournier to play to his potential or exceed it. They need Jonathan Isaac to be active defensively. They need Briscoe and Birch, who I think have been, I wouldn't say unsung heroes, but because they've been getting a lot of notoriety. They need those Briscoe and Birch to continue to kind of spark that second unit with their energy. They need those ingredients, and of course, you almost assume that Vucevic has to continue to play well. Ross has got to come back from this sore lower left leg because this team does have a small margin for error. And Steve Clifford says it, and he's correct. The team has got to play well in order to win games. And that sounds so basic, but it's a little bit more complicated when he says it. The team, in other words, has got to be sharp. When it plays, it's got to be maximizing everything on both ends of the floor to win games. And the Dallas game may seem relatively easy on paper, it being a home game for Orlando, but it isn't. And even Memphis has played a little bit better lately. So, and then Washington, the opponent, I think after that, that's a team the Magic have historically struggled against.
That's right.
So, yes. They're not playing, say, Golden State and Philly and Denver the next three games. But I certainly, if I were a Magic fan, I certainly wouldn't feel overconfident. As a matter of fact, I feel worried heading into these next three games. But then that's just me.
Well, you know, this team dropped three to the three worst teams in the Eastern Conference. So certainly nothing's a given. Anybody can win on any given night. You're exactly right. And somebody said it last night. You know, you've got seven straight opponents that are all under 500. Well, the Magic are under 500, too. There's six games under 500. So they're kind of in that category. But if they want to make it to the postseason, this would certainly be their best opportunity. I personally think they have to win five of these seven. Hopefully they can get six. And we'll see. And you mentioned Washington has been a struggle, in D.C. especially. Memphis is playing better. You just lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Atlanta's playing better. I mean, all of these teams are certainly capable of grabbing wins here at any moment. So, Josh, last thing I'll ask you. We've been wondering how this group, if they were able to be in March, call it early, middle March, and to be in a playoff hunt, how they would handle that pressure, the pressure of winning basketball games, being the hunted instead of the hunter. How do you think they've handled some of that pressure? Do you think any of these losses have been them feeling pressure? It doesn't seem that way to me, but I just ask your viewpoint on that.
Well, perhaps they are, and I'm having some difficulties with it, and I don't think they're facing much external pressure. It might be from within. For example, their loss to Chicago right after the break, they shot very poorly from the free throw line. The game in New York, where they went cold late in the game, I thought that there were some free throws there missed as well. And then arguably you can say last night they missed those five shots that you and I discussed earlier in this segment.
Right.
So you could make the argument that they're pressing a little bit. That's not an outrageous argument to make. As a matter of fact, we could marshal some evidence to that effect. What I'd be more concerned about, and I think Steve Clifford has directly addressed it, you got to be ready to play. And he didn't feel like they were at their sharpest in Cleveland, for example. So you can't say they're passing with flying colors, and there's probably enough evidence to say that they're certainly not playing their best, and you could argue that they are feeling that they are pressing a little too much.
All right, well, keep up the great work, Josh. We'll see you on Friday, and then we'll meet you on Sunday over at Beale Street. Okay, big fella?
All right, very good.
All right, you got it. Keep up the good work. Josh Robbins covers the Magic. TheAthletic.com. Go to TheAthletic.com. You can certainly follow him on Twitter as well. Josh Robbins, kind enough to give us some time here, break down what he sees, an objective look at this Orlando Magic basketball team and where we sit. 16 games to go, and this is an enormous. This is your season, these next 7 games. We'll break that all down for you when we return to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, in a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Spring break is right around the corner, and so is the chance to be part of our Orlando Magic Youth Spring Break Camps presented by United Healthcare.
DJ takes it right to the rim, put it up and in. Crafty with a capital C.
Children ages 6 to 17 will receive expert instruction, participate in unique drills, and compete in live games. As a bonus, every camper also receives a basketball, a ticket to an Orlando Magic home game, and more. Register your child now at OrlandoMagic.com/youth and experience the fun and excitement of the NBA.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And we created shots that if we're going to win that game on the road, we got to make them. We had 2 wide open threes, 2 shots right at the rim, and then 2 post-ups that you got to score on with matchups that we take every time. And those are, if we're going to win these games, this league is about a lot of things. But in these type of games, shot making is right at the top of the list, and those are shots that we got to make.
The post-game comments from Magic head coach Steve Clifford after a tough one last night. The Magic fall to the Philadelphia 76ers, 114-106, now trail the season series 2-1. Philly comes here on March 25th, so I have a chance to even up that season series. But this is a Magic team that did not have Terrence Ross. Philly did not have Joel Embiid or Boban Marjanovic to defend Nick Vucevic, so it looked like on paper, with Amir Johnson just returning from an injury and Justin Patton, who had yet to play for the Sixers, that this would be a dominant game for Nick Vucevic. But unfortunately, they defended him pretty well, and a lot of Vuce's teammates got hot, so the ball didn't find him early. And then when they needed him late, it just one of those nights. Unfortunately, it was one of those nights for Nick Vucevic and really the entire team in the last 5 minutes in the Magic fall in Philadelphia. They'll be back at it on Friday hosting the Dallas Mavericks. But let's take a look at the final 5 minutes from last night. This was a big game. If the Magic miss the postseason, and we're hoping that doesn't happen, there's any one of a number of games you can look at. Certainly, fouling Lauri Markkanen at the end of the Bulls game was a costly mistake. So losing that Bulls game, getting cold in New York, losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers, not starting the game with the energy and focus that you needed to. There's a number of things you can look at. But last night, 5 minutes to go, the Magic are trailing 101-99, and they were able to force a number of consecutive misses by Philadelphia. Now, remember, the game against Philly in Orlando, the Magic were down by 16 with 10:50 to go in the fourth quarter and rattled off a 21-0 run before winning that game, 111-106. So you're thinking, okay, the Magic got down again by double digits in the fourth quarter last night and started to mount another comeback. So here we go, 101-99 with 5 minutes left. And Vooch misses a 3, a wide open look at the 431 mark. He was wide open. That's a shot he's going to make probably 9 times out of 10. Then the next possession, Aaron Gordon misses a layup. A tough layup, but it's still a layup nonetheless at the 404 mark. They get another miss. Evan Fournier misses a wide-open three. This has been Orlando's most clutch player the entire year. Josh Cohen, OrlandoMagic.com, makes the argument he's the most clutch player in the NBA with the big shots that he's made in the final 5 minutes of basketball games. He can't connect. And he struggled. He had a rough second half after starting 6 of 8 in the first half. Nick Vucevic, hook shot, can't get it to go at the 3:38 mark. Still down by 2. Nick Vucevic in the post with Tobias Harris on him. That's money 9 times out of 10. He can't get that to go. Then you have Evan Fournier, next possession. Still down by 2 at the 3:08 mark. And he can't get the layup to go. So there's 5 straight possessions, wide open looks, great looks at the rim. They did a great job of moving the basketball, getting themselves in position to knock down shots and unable to come through. Jimmy Butler makes a big basket. Then the next 2 possessions for Orlando, a Nick Vucevic turnover and an Aaron Gordon turnover. So that gets you from the 5-minute mark to the 2:15 mark. And still, even after a pair of Jimmy Butler baskets, Jonathan Isaac knocks down a 3, so you have a 1-point game with 1:06 left, and then, you know, and Aaron will tell you, he's upset about his defense last night. For whatever reason, he left Mike Scott wide open, and Mike Scott knocks down the dagger, the big 3 to make it a 6-point game and unreachable after that point. So, unfortunately, the Magic unable to pull that one out. So now you know, it's interesting, if you looked at the Magic schedule just based on wins and losses, the 7 games since the All-Star break, you'd say, okay, that'd be probably go about 3 wins, 4 losses. They'd beat the 3 bad teams and probably lose to the 4 good teams. They went the complete opposite. End up being 3-4 since the All-Star break, but how we got here is a little bit surprising. So now a pivotal 7-game stretch beginning on Friday against the Dallas Mavericks. You have 7 straight opponents under 500. You enter tonight a half a game out of 8th in the Eastern Conference. This is enormous. Home for Dallas, then a 2-game road trip at Memphis, at Washington, then you're home for Cleveland, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Memphis again. You have to make up some ground. I think you have to win 5. Hopefully you can get 6 and start making up some ground. Start putting some distance here between you and 8 to maybe even get to 7 in the Eastern Conference. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time. Tomorrow, John Hammond joins me. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.